calling all members of the in crowd. If you want to get in on the action, we want to hear from you. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com, or slide in our DMs on IG @faderoutepodcast, or drop us a line on X @faderoutednz. You can find us on Facebook, The Fade Route with DNZ. We're on Spreaker. We're on YouTube, The Fade Route with DNZ. Catch our videos. Like, subscribe, share, tell your friends, and spread the word. Coming at you from the Hey Yo Studios, it's the Fade Route with DNZ. Here are your hosts, D and Z.
Coming at you live from the AYO studio.
AYO.
It's the Fade Route with D and Z. I am D, and we have a short but great show for you tonight. We're going to start things off with the hardwood. The Bucks and new head coach Doc Rivers are off to a great start, Z. I'm being sarcastic. They're 1-4, and despite being 1-4 and only coaching 5 games, Doc Rivers has been selected. Doc Rivers has been selected to coach the Eastern All-Star Game. What? He's coaching the Eastern team in the All-Star Game. What is more ridiculous? The Bucks being 1-4 since hiring Doc Rivers, or Doc being asked to coach the All-Star team?
Well, let's see. In these losses, right? They gave up 113 to the Nuggets. They gave up 119 to the Blazers. They gave up 123 to the Jazz.
Stellar defense. Yeah. Seeing a trend here.
Absolutely. This was the move, right? They were supposed to can Adrian Griffin. They're supposed to bring in Doc. And then was right with the world, because Adrian Griffin wanted them to run the Toronto Raptors defensive system. And the Bucks, Giannis, wanted to run something different. So, yes, Jay Crowder is day-to-day. Chris Middleton is out. Campaign is out. But you still got your two big guys. You still have Giannis, and you still have Dame. This is inexcusable. It's absolutely inexcusable that they can't put together a better defensive effort, considering the fact that they are veterans. They are veteran superstars. They should be able to put up a representative effort. Now they have the T-Wolves. They're not drawing chumps in their next game, right? They're drawing one of the top teams in the West this year. So if they're going to right the ship, they better right the ship soon, because they just got passed by Cleveland, if I'm not correct. If memory serves me right, Cleveland just jumped them. The Knicks are right there. Who knows what's going to happen with the Sixers? Maybe they, maybe Embiid gets back in 4 weeks and he's all systems go, or maybe they trade for a certain guy from LA. Just throwing that out there. But as far as the All-Star game coaching rule, it's bullshit. Like, the All-Star coaching rule is what it is. Second row Joe was supposed to be the guy, but he couldn't because he coached last year. Like, technically, it was, you know, Adrian Griffin was supposed to be in this role, but obviously he can't because he doesn't have a job anymore. So, I mean, who is it supposed to go to? Like, you're running out of guys.
Right? It's not supposed to go to a guy who's been there for 5 minutes.
True, but you're also not going to give it to the guy who's in the unemployment line.
So, what do you give it to? Yeah, give it to the guy in the unemployment line. Fuck it. Like, you can't give it to a guy who just got there. You know what an honor and a privilege it is to coach an all-star team? Come on. Give it to the coach of the Cavs. Give it to Thibodeau. Give it to anybody else. can't just give it to this guy. He just got there. The Cavs are in second place and having a tremendous season. Come on, this is garbage. This is absolute garbage. And the whole Doc Rivers thing, I mean, this just keeps getting worse and worse, man. First of all, Doc needs three All-Stars or three Hall of Famers to make it to the championship. He only got two on this team. And Chris Middleton just went down in this game. He hurt his ankle. So now they're going to be out without Chris Middleton. 1-4. Is this what you wanted? Is this working? I mean, you can't tell me they really think this is working. And things are going to get better? What, after the All-Star break? After they all take a... Like, they don't know his voice. And he's coaching a completely different team than he's ever coached before. He's never had a team like this. He's never had height like this. He's never had a guard like this. Like, Dame Lillard is not Rajon Rondo. Dame Lillard is not CP3. Giannis is not Kevin Garnett. Giannis is not DeAndre Jordan. He's not Blake Griffin. Like, this is unlike anything he's ever coached before. So I think it's absolutely absurd that not only did he think he could come in and right this ship, but the Bucks management thought he could come in and right this ship. This is not... They, you know what? He took this job and they were third place in the East. They're going to finish in third place in the East. And then what does that say about him? What does that say about the Bucks? What does that say about Adrian Griffin if that happens?
Well, it's going to say that he's not the guy, right? He's not... He is who we think he is.
Exactly. He's who we think he is. He's the guy that used to coach the Orlando Magic, because that's how I remember him.
It's, you know, he's close. He has two All-Stars, two superstars. He's not quite there yet. They need to pull off another deal. But yeah, like I posted to our Insta stories at Favorite Podcast. I found a really great animation of meeting his new team for the first time. and it was, oh great, you're gonna bring championship, singular. But you were coach of the year. Yes, I was. When? My first year. You've been coaching for 25 years. Dude, eventually you're gonna run out. Eventually, people are gonna see through your bullshit at some point.
This guy had Joel Embiid and James Harden and Tyrese Maxey and couldn't get out of the second round.
Yeah, correct.
He has blown the most 3-1 leads of any coach in NBA history. He had three Hall of Famers for, I don't know, 5 years, and he won one championship. Shit, let Coach Spoelstra coach the damn team.
See, now that I could get behind. I would get behind Eric Spoelstra.
Why can't the coach of the Cavs coach this damn team? Why? What's so bad about that?
It's a nonsensical rule. That's the thing.
What? Like, what's the? Oh, because he's on the Bucks. That's what it is.
It was supposed. It's
whoever the Bucks head coach has to coach this game. That's what it is.
Well, no, it's the. It has to do with playoffs. Right? Oh. So it's the previous. You know, if you were in the championship, the previous yada yada. So okay, that's what you're supposed to do. But at the same time, it should be Spoelstra.
Give it to JB Bickerstaff. That's the coach of the Cavs. Give it to him. He's doing a hell of a job. They just won 7 in a row. They're in second place. They're threatening Boston. They've finally figured out how to play two guards at the same time. They're doing great. Give it to this dude.
That's fine. And I would also argue for the West, you know, Chris Finch. Why not Chris Finch?
How about Doc be a man about it?
And step aside.
You know what? Thanks, but I won't be there. I have work to do. That's what his answer should be. I won't be there. I have work to do. I don't care who coaches this team, because the All-Star game isn't as important as the rest of the season, and I just got here 5 minutes ago.
He probably didn't unpack his office yet.
Yeah, call Adrian Griffin. Let him do it. Who was the coach of the team last year? Budenholzer? Let him do it.
Yeah. Oh my God, could you imagine?
That'd be great.
Hey guys, I'm back.
You don't want to play? Don't play. It's bullshit. It's absolute bullshit. And it just goes, it's right in line with the NBA's brand, dude. It's just garbage. It's not right. It's not right. Go ahead.
It's not right, but you know what? The NBA All-Star Game is a sham anyway, right?
It is.
They don't play defense. It's just it's a show. And that's fine. It's an All-Star Game. It should be. It's a skills competition. I understand where you're going with this, but let's not pretend. Just call it what it is, right? The NFL has stopped pretending that the Pro Bowl is something other than what it is, right? It's now a series of skills, right? I watched a little bit of it. It's a series of skills and a flag football game. The NHL All-Star Game, it's a skills competition, and now they went back to a legitimate game rather than the round robin 3-on-3 tournament. So I don't know. I think that there's a lot to be fixed here. But if I'm Don with you, I think I have to kind of look at what's going on here and try and fix my own house.
Yeah. I'm gonna catch COVID right before the festivities start, and someone else is gonna have to take my place. That's what I'm gonna do. Yeah, be a man.
Let Tom Thibodeau do it. Yep. Like, he's definitely
your boy. That's it. Your boy. You're right. That's your boy. You won a championship with that guy. Let him take over the team. But in sticking with the hardwood, Doc's old team, the 76ers, were dealt with some bad news last week. Star center and MVP candidate Joel Embiid has meniscus tear. And after surgery, he will be sidelined at the minimum of 4 weeks. Kendrick Perkins argues 76ers should sit Embiid for the rest of the regular season since he will no longer be eligible for regular season awards. So, Z, what should the 76ers do about Joel Embiid?
Well, it's more than just Kendrick Perkins has such a myopic view of this. Like, if he's not going to get the MVP, then don't worry about it. Well, fuck no. There's more to this than his MVP, right? There's more to this than back-to-back MVPs. There's this thing you want to call the Larry O'Brien Trophy, right? Mm-hmm. If you get in the playoffs, you can win that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, without Joel Embiid, they're not good,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
If they can just kind of steady the ship, right? If they can just kind of coast, maybe they can stay in the play-in tournament. According to reports, Embiid is only going to be out for about 4 weeks. Now, that's 4 weeks down, and then he's going to have to ramp back up. You still have a chance. And, you know, put your faith in Tyrese Maxey, right? He's a stud. He's a good player. Right? Maybe he will keep you above water. Because right now, you're in fifth.
Yeah.
Right now, he would be the road team against the Knicks in the first round. Mm-hmm. Favorable matchup for the Knicks. So mm-hmm. I'll take that. If you slide, you'll slide into the play-in. Because you're not going to be as bad as the Nets. You're not going to be as bad as the Raptors. You're not going to be as bad as the Hornets. You're certainly not going to be as bad as the Wizards and Pistons. You can't be, right? You've won too many games already. Right? They're the 50 feet of crap that Billy Beane loved to talk about.
And then there's us.
And then there's us, right? So they're the 50 feet of crap. And there's no way the Sixers are going to go through that 50 feet of crap. So at worst, without Joel Embiid, this team is an 8 seed. So you're in the play-in tournament. You do not, under any circumstances, if you have a chance to get in the playoffs, you tell Joel, rest up, heal up, get ready for the playoffs, be ready for the run. Because now you have a healthy and whole and rested Joel Embiid while everybody else has been busting their ass. that might be the linchpin. That might be what actually sends the Sixers farther than they've ever been together. That mm-hmm. might be the catapult for mm-hmm. them to get to the finals. And once you get to the finals, all bets are off, right? Because that's attrition. You'll be on the road for most of it.
Yeah.
But I think you can't afford I think you can't afford to write this season off.
I think I have a much more bleaker view than you do. I think it's a wrap for Joel Embiid. And I've been saying this for a long time. The dude just falls too much. He hits the ground too much. And now his knees are starting to go. Like, what? How old is he? He is...
29.
He is 29 years old. And he weighs probably close to 300 pounds. He's over 7 feet. Like, how much longer do we think this guy is going to be able to play? He already averages... During his career, at the years he's actually played, he misses on average 25 games. And now he's getting a knee surgery. And I know it's a meniscus, but even when you come back, I mean, you telling me he's going to be able to jump the same? You telling me he's going to be in game shape? So this is the problem I have. I agree with Kendrick Perkins. I think they should sit him down. Maybe not even play the first round unless you need him. Play him in the second round. Because, guys, this is it. This is it. This is it. Because after this season, I don't think you're getting MVP Joel Embiid. I don't think you're going to be having a chance to win a championship with Joel Embiid after the season.
And so what's the answer, though? Like, what, as far as, like, how do you fill the hole? Is that a LeBron? Is that a Clay? Or are you just chalking up the season and you're just kind of letting it wash?
You're still
in this thing.
You can't get LeBron. It's going to cost too much. And he's not the answer. Like, he's not going to be able to beat Boston. He's not going to be able to beat Giannis. Like, you're banking on... Listen, all you have to do is... All you gotta do is finish in the sixth seed, okay? When they're in the fifth seed right now, I think they can finish with the sixth. Klay is washed, man. It's sad to watch Klay play basketball. I used to love watching that guy play basketball. It's fucking sad. Like, he can't close anymore. He can't get separation. He's shooting the worst field goal percentage of his career. He's slow. It's just, they need to do him a favor and trade him. But not to the 76ers. I don't know if there's really a player. Maybe you try to get DeAndre Ayton. And that way, when Embiid does come back, you got the Twin Towers, and Embiid still doesn't have to do all the work. And give them whatever they want. Whatever they want, just give it to them. It's the Blazers. Like, they're in the West. You're not gonna have to worry about it because this is the year. This is it. This is the peak. You've reached the top of the summit with this man. He's not going to be the same after this surgery. And I know it's not an ACL surgery. It's not a serious surgery. Everybody gets the surgery. My father-in-law got the surgery. But my father-in-law is not 7 foot tall and over 300 pounds and plays center. Like, in the NBA. This dude is averaging 35 and 11. He's just going to come back and average 35 and 11? Come on. Without aggravating his knee? Without hurting his Achilles or something else? Let's be real about this. And how long has he been there? I mean, he's been there forever. They didn't win last year with Harden and Doc. They didn't win before that with Simmons. They're barely treading water, but... He's playing at an MVP caliber level, and they have Tyrese Maxey, and they're still in fucking fifth place. So, you think it's going to get better? You think you're going to move forward from here? And I'll be the first one to admit, like, Joel Embiid is a great basketball player, and he's far better than I thought he'd ever be, especially when he played in Kansas, and then he missed the first two seasons with the Sixers. But injuries happen. And I'm afraid that it's a wrap for Joel Embiid.
So my question is, where do the Sixers go from here? Like, how do you, like, if this is a wrap for him, like, how do you move on from this? How do you rebuild this team?
Yeah, I mean, you build it like you built it the first time, through the draft. Play the game you were playing the last time. That seems to be the formula for success. And see what happens. Like I said, I think for this season, try to get DeAndre Ayton so at least you can stay in it and compete. And then when he comes back, it's not all on Joel Embiid. And then next year, you're sellers. I'm a seller. I'm a seller. I'm done. I need draft picks. I need to start over. You're not passing Boston, man. Like, Boston is so much better. Giannis and the Bucks are going to figure it out, you would assume. The Heat are better than them. The Heat are a better team. The Knicks are a far better team. And the Knicks were beating them when they had him being healthy. It's over.
Yeah. But it just definitely, it underscores all of the bad moves. Right? And so many missed opportunities. And, you know, the window does feel like it's closing. But at the same time, it's hard to give up on a season, right? By giving up on the season, the rest of that team is being told, we don't think you're good enough. And we don't know that. Like, we really don't know that because...
I do. You don't, but I do. It's a numbers game, Z. Just look at the numbers. It's not hard to figure this out. They don't have enough scoring without him. And you're not going to be able to make up what he does. The dude is grabbing 11 boards and scoring 34 points a fucking game. There ain't nobody on the planet doing that right now. You're not replacing him. You can't even replace him in the aggregate. And even if you could, you're still not beating Boston in the 7-game series. You're not beating the Knicks in a 7-game series.
I mean, we'll see. We'll definitely see. The prognosis is relatively positive.
Prognosis negative.
But this is why they play the games. This is why they go about this. He could very well be back.
I don't doubt that he's going to be back, but he ain't going to be the 11 boards and 35 rebound back.
If you get him the necessary help, like you mentioned DeAndre Ayton,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Grant, I know Grant Williams is on the block in Dallas. It helps. It helps. Every bit helps.
It's not good enough. You got to replace his caliber of a player. You need the size. You need the shooting power. That's the other thing. DeAndre Ayton's good, but he can't shoot like Embiid can. My man's hitting threes. he stands out by the three-point line and wets threes like nothing. He's far better than I ever thought he would be. He's so
everybody
good.
And their mother hits threes. So you can't
not
really...
DeAndre Ayton.
So what you're saying is that you need big, who can rebound, and a three-point shooter. And then maybe you can possibly replace him in the aggregate.
It's a start.
So that's it. It's within the realm of possibility. Now, you're also taking into account buyouts. You may not necessarily have to trade anything. Right? All you do is tread water for a few weeks. So, why not? Let's let it ride a little bit longer. The trade deadline and then go from there. Have him attack rehab like Aaron Rodgers, and then maybe you can catch lightning in a bottle in May and June. And that's what you're hoping for. You know, all you're asking for is a little bit of hope, because right now it's bleak. It's absolutely bleak. And it also, there's a lot of egg on everybody else's face, right? Because what was being said about him? Oh, he's just ducking. He's just sitting out because he's not going to get his awards and he's going to pout about it. He's not really hurt. Well, my man just had surgery. Yeah, he was hurt. And everybody's looking bad for questioning his integrity. They thought he was jaking it. You guys look like fools now for that.
The Fade Store presents the Alleged Superstar of the Week Award.
All right, boys and girls, you know what time it is. Alleged Superstar of the Week. You know how it goes. We put up a poll on our X account at FadeRouteDNZ and you vote. And you vote, and you vote, and you vote. And the winner of said vote gets a shout-out on this here show and takes home the coveted-ass trophy. And do you know who took home the coveted-ass trophy this week, D?
I don't.
Kadarius Toney.
That guy.
That guy. That guy. So, Kadarius Toney for his Instagram Live nonsense where he... Patriots told them... to do something very inappropriate and then backtracked and said it was the Giants that he was really talking to. Yeah.
Okay.
In sure. Your bra.
Sure. Right. Right. Exactly. In pitch black darkness. Right? Oh, Kadarius. Kadarius, Kadarius, Kadarius. But that's last week. This is this week. Who are your nominees for Superstar of the Week, D?
All right, first up, I've got Doc Rivers, the current head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks, and shockingly, the coach of the Eastern All-Stars for the NBA All-Star Game. I will happily take the Milwaukee Bucks head coaching job. Boom, 1-4 with him as a head coach. They only have 2 Hall of Famers, Doc, and we all know you need 3 to win a title, and that's just one title. Not plural. Doc Rivers, you are my alleged superstar of the week. And number 2, the New England Patriots. You fire Bill Belichick, which makes sense, you know, and then you hire Jared Mayo, which also makes sense. That's cool. But then you go and hire Ben McAdoo to coach the offense? This guy ended Eli Manning's consecutive game streak and can't coach worth a damn. This hire is almost as bad as hiring Cliff Kingsbury to be your offensive coordinator. New England Patriots, you are my alleged superstar of the week. And number 3, the Washington Commanders, sticking with Cliff Kingsbury. You fire Eric Bieniemy, who had Sam Howell as a passing leader for most of the 2023 season. And then you hire Cliff Kingsbury. Yeah, the same guy from segment 2. One would imagine... the commies will draft a quarterback early in the draft, and you want Cliff Kingsbury to mentor and develop this guy? Washington Commanders, you are my alleged superstar of the week. Z, what do you got?
All fair. All very fair. I gotta start with LeBron.
LeBron.
LeBron. In a post-game presser, LeBron was asked about what can be done to fix the Lakers. We've heard this story before. Like, we've heard this before. Like, I love who we have in the locker room. This is who we have. There's nothing else to talk. When asked, with the trade deadline approaching, do you like to make up the roster? Is there something that... you know, is there something you can do? His response. It's not a question for me. The fuck it isn't. Bro, everybody knows you are the coach, team president, guy who puts the cheese on the nachos, grand poobah in LA. Guys don't take a shit without you saying something. And now you're going to tell me that it's out of your hands, that you're not management, that you're just, you know, you're just labor. Get out of here with that. You're the ultimate win now player. You get guys sent out left and right. So do not insult our intelligence. LeBron James, you are my alleged superstar of the week. Michael Porter Jr., for his recent comments regarding WNBA players. And they were not flattering. So, quote, and in an interview with Complex. Quote, I see from both sides. I know these females want to get paid more, and they're very talented, but so is a famous ping pong player. Like, the best ping pong player is just as talented as the best NBA player. That doesn't mean that they're going to get paid the same, because it's what people want to watch. Then, Mr. Porter insinuated that maybe WNBA should lower its rims. These women are more fundamentally sound, better athletes in some cases, and better team players than some of the NBA's best could ever be. It's an insult to them that you would feel unburdened to say something so stupid and sexist and show. And here we are. Michael Porter Jr., you are my alleged superstar of the week. And then last but not least, Inter Miami / Lionel Messi. Got on as a sub against Al Nassr, right? Cristiano Ronaldo didn't even play. He was certainly advertised that he was going to play. Okay, no problem. Guys get hurt. He's got a little bit of a sore groin. We'll move on. Fast forward to Hong Kong. Messi again. Not playing. Coming off the bench. After heavily being advertised as going to play. And then fast forward to today in Kobe, Japan. Messi off the bench again. So you're looking at a grand total of about 7 minutes worth of time. 7 minutes. Not great at all. Not a good look for the sport. Not a good look for Inter Miami. Not a good look for Lionel Messi. Not a good look for the governments that were touting this. They were openly chanting refund in Hong Kong. This smells like a bait and switch. That Al Nassr game was absolutely a bait and switch. You promised everybody Ronaldo versus Messi, and Messi came in the 80th minute. So, we need to think about this and what we're advertising. Inter Miami / Lionel Messi, you are my alleged superstars of the week. I think we've said our piece. Go to our X account at Fade Route DNZ and vote and vote and vote and vote. And for our nominees.
Just do better, boys. Just do better.
This has been the Fade Route with DNZ. Thanks for tuning in. Catch our podcast on Wednesday nights on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast. So until next time, stay faded, everyone.
Time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you like what you heard and want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Rate us 5 stars, leave us a review, turn on subscription notifications, and tell your friends. Spread the word, spread it wide.